The light of God is here. The light of God shines forth through you. And the Elohim come and augment that clearance work that is already manifest now. And there is delivered into the center of the earth the tip of the spear, the sword of fire. And dearest ones, you may even hear the music of the spears. Yes, for those sharp points of light are what is required to inculcate deep within the being of man. Purity, purity, purity. For they carve out all that is unreal and cast them permanently into the sacred fire of light, where only God exists, where only the sublime may manifest and the divine reside. Would you have only God reside within you, O soul? Then follow the swirl and the sword and the curling of the light as it manifests through the action of the circle's appearance in your life, whereby those fiery darts and flames and the intense action of the stripping away of unreality manifests in your world. Yes, we know that some of you prefer the gentler path of silence and meditation. And yet at times, dearest ones, all require the bearing of the soul so that you may know what is true and real within you of God. And then, refreshed in the spirit of Kali, and Durga, and Shiva, you may emerge from your cocoon, from your chrysalis of light, refined, clearer and clearer, shining bright in your reality. If you could see yourselves spiritually now, you would see a new gleam, a new radiance within your spherical auric being. And this transferred by God's grace through you to the world has alchemically produced an action that comes to earth only once in 1,000 years. Therefore, thank you for coming to this conference, paying that fee, if you did, and being in your seats and upon the kneeler for this initiatic experience. Yes, dearest ones, this is the type of cosmic drama that occurs in the retreats of the Great White Brotherhood. For even there, ascended masters and unascended masters who have entree to these sacred spaces of light in the heaven world also engage in this type of divine alchemy, the science of light itself. If you would desire more of this type of experience, then make the call to come to Russia to receive from within our abode for a fortnight an even greater action of clearance for your soul. It may be the stripping away of ancient memories of darkness back to Lemuria, the land of Mu, where some of you made your original karma ages ago. And for some of you, this is all that yet remains of that which you have yet to balance. Therefore, it requires both the touch of Shiva and the sword of Astraya and purity to clear away the cobwebs and the dark forces of the night lodge deep within your subconscious memory of an ancient time. We come at the light time of the year at solstice and of the full moon, where the full glory and radiance of both of these spheres appears on the horizon and in the heavens of your sky. Rise, O soul, to meet the sun. Rise, O holy ones, to greet the one before you who is God within yourselves. Every time you meet an initiation with acceptance, joy, willingness, and cosmic expectancy, miracles may ensue. And you may just find yourself again and again within that which we provide as opportunity for self-transcendence. Now, dearest ones, the 12 Elohim and their complements form a ring of fire around the earth, an answer to my call, and there is a greater action of clearance this day, and the light of the sun is upon the earth and within it, and the golden crystal age manifest is now fully blazing within the etheric plane of this sphere of light, whom you call Earth. It is your job now as initiates to draw it forth into the mental, emotional, and physical planes by your active lives, live to the glory of God, and in conscious acts of perfection and love. Light is the alchemical key, and love is the magic that sees it through unto eternal realms of beauty and blessedness in the One. O emboldened ones, the sword has claimed you, the circle is strong and sure around you. Now be free, ever and evermore, to know God within. I thank you.